You're listening to Over the Night on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Matt Harrop.
Welcome back in. This is Matt Harrop here on SB Nation Radio. Let's talk NFL Draft. Eric Galco is on the line. At Optimum Scouting is his Twitter handle. He's the owner of Optimum Scouting and also an NFL college football writer for Sporting News. So, Eric, I got to start with the New York Giants because there are reports coming out today that they really, really like Chubb out of North Carolina State, the defensive end. What do you see the Giants ultimately doing here at number two? Because there's been so much speculation. Are they going to take a quarterback? Are they going to trade down because they have so many holes? What do you make of this report? And Chubb's day with New York?
Yeah, I think, you know, certainly if I was the GM of the New York Giants, I would look strongly at trading down with some overall fit. This is a team that feels clearly that they can win with Eli Manning still. And this is a team that can be a playoff contender right away. So the Buffalo Bills, among other teams, have made strong overtures to the Giants for the number two overall pick. And I think when the New York Jets actually moved up from 6 to 3 and they're willing to trade up in the draft without knowing who the Giants are taking, proved that the Giants likely aren't going anywhere. So the Giants are going to stay put at 2, and they have one of 2 options. They add a running back who they've desperately needed over the last 5, 6, 7 years, and a guy that can take some of the load off Eli Manning and, God forbid, Odell Beckham Jr. if he leaves, or do you kind of add to the defense that they've spent a lot of money in free agency, but not Dave Gettleman's money, and not the money he wants to invest too. So I think the Giants are still kind of a bit of an identity crisis. Are they the team that this past regime has built and they're going to build for the future, or are they going to be Dave Gettleman and get the guys he wants in there to build around? And I think they can't go wrong culture-wise. Saquon Barkley and Bradley Chubb are 2 remarkable players, remarkable people, that I think will set the tone for whatever general franchise they go for in the locker room as a leader. But I think for the Giants, it's going to be, hey, do you want to help Eli Manning? You want to support an already strong defense?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you said it right there. I mean, remarkable people. That was one of the things that they loved about Chubb today, is that he was saying hi to everybody in the facility, had a smile on his face. Okay, so put a percentage chance on that they do stay there, because I'm sure that they're going to be getting calls on draft day, right before draft day, leading right in from both Arizona, you mentioned Buffalo. What are the percentage chances, do you think, that they actually do stay at number two? You seem to think it's pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty high. And you know, a year ago, Dave Gettleman was the GM of the Carolina Panthers, and he took a running back, which is a position generally not viewed that highly, especially running backs who aren't true workhorse guys, with the 8th overall pick, where really no other team in the top 10 was going to take Christian McCaffrey. They could have gotten him at 11, 12, or 13, and Gettleman never changed his mind, knew he had his guy, and took him that early. I think now with the number 2 overall pick, he can certainly get a lot of teams. Again, the Buffalo Bills I mentioned, and he knows Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach, who has a lot of say there. Obvious connection for Gettleman to work something out. Maybe something happens on draft day. But again, I think the Jets moving up to 3rd overall, the Jets know what the teams in front of them are doing, or else they wouldn't move up to 3rd overall. So if the Jets know, that means that it's likely not going to be traded. I'd say 90%. The only reason I would say it might be traded up if the Bills get really desperate. You say, you know what, we'll give you 4 first-round picks instead of just 3 and more. So I think if a team gets really desperate for a quarterback, and the Buffalo Bills certainly could, as a team that's a playoff team who feels they're destined for a lot more, I think that's the outside chance that it happens, and the Giants stay put at 2 and pick between the running back and the pass rusher.
Eric Galco is our guest, owner of Optimum Scouting, also an NFL college football writer for Sporting News. You can follow Eric on Twitter at Optimum Scouting. So if they do not take a quarterback at number 2, I'm assuming Sam Darnold's going number 1, but I don't know how good of an assumption that is, because Mel Kiper Jr. in his mock draft has Josh Allen going to Cleveland. What do you think ultimately happens with Cleveland? Because from my eyes, Sam Darnold's the number 1 pick. There's just that 56% completion percentage by Josh Allen at Wyoming just is kind of alarming to me. What do you think the Browns end up doing? Do you think they go the Kiper way or my way?
Yeah, you know, I'm thankful to have sources in the NFL, and most people I know throughout the NFL believe it will be Sam Darnold, and have believed that since the day after Sam Darnold declared for the NFL draft. It's been that kind of consensus around the league, but people I know in the industry and respect very highly insider-wise believe that Josh Allen's really in play. And hey, this time of year, sometimes where there's smoke with a lot of Josh Allen and the Browns, there's fire. They might actually be taking him, and there's certainly pieces you could put together. But I believe that Sam Darnold will be the first overall pick for Cleveland, and I think it's a great pick for them.
So
you know, Sam Darnold,
Go ahead.
No, I think for Sam Darnold, the one area that's intriguing is because he's a year away from being an Andrew Luck prospect. If he had stayed at USC one more year, we'd be talking about Sam Darnold like we talked about Andrew Luck a couple years ago. And I think most of the NFL recognizes that, hey, he might be a year early from being special, but we're not going to pass him in first overall to not take him.
So, Eric, let's follow your train of thought. So that's Sam Darnold number one, either Chubb or Barkley at number two. Who would the Jets prefer, in your opinion, from the people that you're talking to? Josh Rosen, Josh Allen? I can't imagine that Baker Mayfield would go above those guys, but you hear things that Baker Mayfield would fit well in the Jets system, and that's where Baker's going to thrive. It's going to be about the system for him if he does succeed. But is it Josh Allen or Josh Rosen do you think the Jets would take at three there?
I think it's Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
I've heard that throughout the process, and the Jets have, it's very interesting to me, they met extensively Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen at the Senior Bowl, but I believe someone in the organization leaked that they met with Josh Allen, and they didn't say Baker Mayfield. They were talking to him again at the combine. They've flown him in twice now during the draft process, and in the Jets organization, that with an owner that gets involved, they kind of tip their hand a little bit on who they're going to take. But I think overall, again, you kind of read the tea leaves. No team is picking Baker Mayfield first overall. The Browns are not doing that. No team's moving up to two to take Baker Mayfield. So the Jets knew that, hey, we've got to jump the Broncos, and the Browns don't want to move from four, so let's go to three, get the guy we want all along, and be happy with it. So I think Baker Mayfield is a Jet in just a few weeks here.
Wow. Okay, Eric, I'm loving this conversation. I'm going to continue to follow your train of thought here. Okay, so then we have four with the Cleveland Browns. And to me, that is an optimum place for a team like Buffalo or Arizona to trade up to if Josh Allen and Josh Rosen are still there and the Broncos are picking at five. Do you see that as a realistic possibility, Cleveland accumulating draft picks later, or do they go, with a Quentin Nelson or a defensive back? What do you think ultimately happens at four if we continue to follow your train of thought there?
Yeah, I think if Sam Darnold's the first overall pick, we're right on track here. There's the outside chance of Josh Allen going first overall, then I think we see quarterback with the Giants taking Darnold. But as of right now, again, I believe it's going to be quarterback one, running back or pass rusher two, Baker Mayfield three, and then a lot of interest at four. But one thing to keep in mind with Josh Rosen is that there is real concerns around the league, whether people want to believe it or validate it or not outside the league. Teams have real concerns about Josh Rosen, him, the NFL culture, being a guy that teams are going to respect long-term. I know there's a lot of stuff coming out in the media about how teammates like him. Just take the NFL's word for it that there's reason to be concerned. Not saying he's going to be a bust, but reason to be concerned. And I bring that up because there's an expectation with some teams that he might slide on draft day. He might be a guy that teams say, you know what, we like him. We're not going to trade up for him. We're not going to make a lot of move for this guy because we're not sure if he's going to fit our culture. And that's why you could see teams in the back end of round one move up for him, right? Not hope he's an Aaron Rodgers and falls that far, but go get him. The New England Patriots come to mind. A lot of Arizona Cardinals come to mind and say, you know what, why should we go to four when the Broncos aren't going to take him? A team at six isn't going to take him. The Colts, a team at seven isn't going to take him. Eight. So that's why I think those guys could fall. But I think some teams really love Josh Allen. The Buffalo Bills are one of those teams that seems to like Josh Allen and Josh Rosen quite a bit. But outside of the Bills, I think a lot of teams will wait on Josh Rosen. So don't be surprised if the draft does go Darnold, non-quarterback Baker Mayfield. We could see Rosen fall to maybe the 9 or 10 area. And how about this for a scenario? The New England Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo to the 49ers for a bargain of a second-round pick. Maybe the 49ers trade with the Patriots from 9 back and help them out again and get them Josh Rosen. So one thing to watch out for.
Wow, yeah. I mean, and they do have a great relationship, those two front offices. Eric Galco is our guest, owner of Optimum Scouting, NFL college football writer for Sporting News. You can follow Eric on Twitter at Optimum Scouting. Okay, so I talked earlier in the show about this concept and this label of NFL ready. And I went back and I looked at the last 5 years of the NFL draft and I found just two quarterbacks who had really good rookie years. So you could say they were NFL ready. And that is Watson, Deshaun Watson in Houston and Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. But really, if you look, even Carson Wentz's, his rookie year was not great. He had like 16 interceptions. That's really it. Do you think that term NFL ready is overrated when we're talking about quarterbacks coming out of the draft?
Absolutely. I think it's an inaccurate way to view things. And how I look at rookie quarterbacks or potential rookie quarterbacks is one of two ways. Are these guys that have to learn by sitting and learn by developing mentally and just getting acclimated to putting all their tools together? Or is this a learn by example guy, learn by failure? Right? I think guys like Cam Newton in the past were learned by failure. He had to go out there, make a bunch of mistakes, and now he's a better quarterback for it. Well, some guys, like Pat Mahomes, the tools are all there. That's not a question mark. He just has to kind of learn what he's able to do and learn how to fit into an offense that's better for him, right? I think in this draft class, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, even Josh Allen, I think, are throw them out there, let him make mistakes. If he can handle it mentally, they're going to be very good quarterbacks. If they can't develop through mistakes, then you have a problem. Right? I think Sam Darnold, his issue is just he's still a little bit young in terms of what he's seeing out there. It's all there to be the Carson Wentz-type prospect he could be. But that's how to look at prospects, quarterback prospects. Is this a guy you want to go out there? Mentally, he's just got to figure out technique-wise and all this stuff. Go make mistakes. Go get better, or else you're not going to work. Or is it a Sam Darnold where it's a, hey, let him sit for a little bit. Let him get his bearings. It's all there. Give him some time, and he'll be okay. That's how I think teams look at quarterbacks nowadays. It's more about how do you make them the best quarterback they are, not can I plug and play him right now and save my job as a head coach.
Yeah, and by the way, this is how life works. You know, go out, trial and error. That's how you pretty much figure out if you're going to be right. Good at something. I was looking at your Twitter page, Eric, and you named a bunch of guys who were drafted in like the 30s and the 40 overall pick who became big-time players like Gio Bernard and Le'Veon Bell. Those are two running backs. This draft is definitely running back heavy. Name a couple of guys for us who could be a Le'Veon Bell or a Gio Bernard. Some guys we're not talking about who could be drafted in the top of the second round or even later than that.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to a bunch of NFL scouts since our draft guy released, and one guy that, you know, I feel worried that we may have been a little bit too low on and could be this year's Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb out of Georgia. A guy who it's easy to kind of forget him a little bit and not appreciate how talented he is because Sony Michel was the one making all the big plays for Georgia this year, especially in the college football playoff. But Nick Chubb was a better athlete than Sony Michel. He's one of the better athletes outside of Saquon Barkley in this draft class. He's a guy who, despite his injury in 2015, came back strong, came back explosive. He's a power guy, has caught passes out of the backfield when asked to do so at Georgia. I think he's a guy that could be a late second, early third round pick that we're going to look back and say, what was his weaknesses here? What was the problem? A lot of scouts do that. I mentioned Gio Bernard. I think the lines of NC State, remarkably fast, track background, tremendous receiver out of the backfield, really explosive. He's a guy that fits what NFL teams want, where he can be a 15, 18 carry a game guy and add value out of the backfield. And then I think Kerryon Johnson, if he's as athletic as he flashes at Auburn sometimes, that's that Le'Veon Bell comparison that can get teams excited.
Eric, final question for you, and I got about a minute here. And I know teams don't have their general managers will tell you, you know, they don't have their board set right now. Like, that's going to come literally right before the draft starts. But the Bears, I see no better fit for the Bears than Quentin Nelson, the offensive lineman from Notre Dame. Do you think, if I were to ask you, the Bears' big board, do you think he'd be at the very top?
I think he'd be up there. I think this, you know, any team that has a quarterback you want to develop, you want to protect him with the offensive line. I think even Denver, right, at number five, they want to protect their investment in Case Keenum. But I think for the Bears, this is a team that's built a lot of their defense through veterans over the last 4 or 5 years. They've started to rebuild that defense a little bit in the last 2 or 3 with some young guys. I think adding another playmaking safety like a Derwin James to pair with Eddie Jackson sounds like a really exciting opportunity. So I think the Bears want to go for upside just one more year. And I think Ryan Pace is balancing that, the GM of the Bears, balancing, hey, do I help my new coach or do I help save my job by drafting guys that can play right away too? So we'll interesting to see who has a lot more say in that offense, defense, drafting room. But I think the Bears can't go wrong with any of those guys. There's 9 or 10 elite players in this draft class, and the Bears are going to get one of them.
One thing we do know is it's going to be a fascinating draft. There's no guarantees for sure this year. Eric Galco has been our guest, owner of Optimum Scouting, also a NFL and college football writer for Sporting News. You can follow Eric on Twitter at Optimum Scouting. Thank you very much for the time, Eric. This was great. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right, we're back after this on SB Nation Radio.